The Marine Corps resumes flight testing its tilt-rotor Osprey aircraft today at the Naval Air Station at Patuxent River, Maryland. The controversial V-22 has been grounded for the past year and a half after two fatal accidents killed a total of 23 Marines. The Marines desperately want the Osprey to replace their aging fleet of Vietnam-era helicopters, but after years of backing the troubled aircraft, the Corps has conceded the Osprey's days might be numbered. Russell Lewis of member station KPBS in San Diego reports.
The Marine Corps has high hopes for the Osprey. The V-22 is unique in that it can take off like a helicopter. Once in flight, its massive twin engines rotate forward, allowing it to fly like a turboprop airplane. It can carry more troops and fly higher and farther than the 40-year-old helicopters it is to replace. Speaking in San Diego last month, the Marines' top official, Commandant James Jones, says the Osprey would have been valuable in Afghanistan.
Those altitudes, those distances, those ranges, the intermediate support bases, all of those go away with tilt rotors. And I think that that's the generational leap that is out there for us if we do this thing right.
But the Osprey has been in development since the 1980s and has yet to show it can be done right. It's been plagued by several high-profile crashes, a maintenance doctoring scandal last year, and a chorus of critics who have called for the program's cancellation. General Jones.
This is the moment in time where the V-22 proves itself. And so we're all anxious and optimistic that by returning to test flight, we can bring this very, very important transformational capability into the inventory.
As the V-22 returns to flight test status, officials will be studying the aircraft's stability during landings. It's a delicate balancing act to make the transition from airplane to helicopter. One accident in Arizona that killed 19 Marines in 2000 happened because the pilot descended too quickly. Defense analyst Michael O'Hanlon of the Brookings Institution says that's a warning flag.
If you have to fine-tune the way you steer this thing into a landing zone in the middle of a battle, that may be a little more than you want to ask out of a pilot who's getting shot at from four different directions. So if the answer to the marine technology problem is that you have to fly this aircraft at a very specific flight profile, that may not be a very good answer. It may be feasible on the test range and not very practical in battle.
Since its grounding 17 months ago, the Osprey has endured a pair of independent review panels that study the aircraft's viability. The panels recommended more than 100 operational changes, including watering down some testing requirements. But program critics like O'Hanlon remain unconvinced.
The fact that we're prepared to try and fail is actually one of the best parts of our whole way of doing business in the U.S. military. But in this case, I'm afraid that we may be failing and unwilling to recognize that fact.
The V-22's program cost has crept up in the past year to $45 billion. That works out to some $100 million per Osprey, five times as much as the helicopters it's replacing. Still, Osprey supporter Lauren Thompson of the Lexington Institute says the V-22 has managed to survive because the Marines say it fits their needs perfectly.
The Marines' entire doctrine is built around the idea of having that capability. If it goes away, they're going to have to rethink how they fight in the future.
The Osprey is jointly built by Bell Helicopter and Boeing. Like all major defense programs, the companies have sprinkled Osprey contracts across supportive congressional districts nationwide. But time is running out. Marine Commandant James Jones says the Osprey has a year to prove itself, 2 years at the most.
We'll take it a step at a time. We're not going to force this thing. We're not going to force the testing. It's going to be event-driven, not timeline-driven. But within that time frame, I'm sure that we'll have the answers that we need.
After two decades of planning for the Osprey, Jones says he's now directed the Corps to begin searching for alternatives to the V-22. It's the first time the Marines have publicly conceded the Osprey is vulnerable. For NPR News, I'm Russell Lewis in San Diego.